Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's always such a joy to be able to come to the Word of God and to study it and to find out what God has to say to us. We can do this anytime we like. I encourage you, do it every day. God is the one that created us. He made us. He knows the best way to live our lives. And He has our best favor waiting for Him, for us to be able to respond to Him. We can do that through His Word. We always go to Him in prayers. We begin this study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You. We ask You, O Lord, that You will be with us today as we study Your Word, that You will send Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth so that we'll live in a way that is pleasing to You. We honor You today, Lord, and we give You thanks for Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Astonished. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, and verse 45. The physician Luke wrote how Peter told Cornelius and the people in his home, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead, to give him all the prophets' witness, or to him give all the prophets' witness, that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins." While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And in chapter 10, verse 45 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. Where we read, "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost." The verse begins, "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter." Luke began with the words, "And they of the circumcision which believed," which means, and Peter and the people who were with him that were Jews and ones who trusted in, relied upon, and clung to Jesus were astonished or were amazed, displaced, astounded, and thrown into wonderment. As many as came with Peter, which means even indeed all the people who assembled and accompanied Peter, who was Jesus' disciple and whose name means a little rock or stone. Luke shared how all the Jewish people who accompanied Peter to Cornelius' home were amazed and in wonder when the Holy Spirit fell upon these people. The verse continues, "because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost." Luke added the words, "because that on the Gentiles also," which means since and on account that upon the individuals of the same nature or genus who were considered pagans, even so and indeed, was poured out or was shed forth, bestowed and distributed the gift of the Holy Ghost, which means the endowment and gratuity belonging to the sacred, pure, morally blameless, and religiously and ceremonially consecrated third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit, who is co-equal and co-eternal with God, the Father, and the Son. Luke shared how the people with Peter were amazed because God shed forth and bestowed the endowment of his Holy Spirit upon these pagan Gentiles. When we meditate upon Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter and the people who came with him to Cornelius' home were amazed by this pouring out of God's Holy Spirit upon the Gentiles. Before this time, the Jewish people had little to do with Gentiles, and yet God Almighty was blessing them with the same Holy Spirit received by the disciples of Jesus. This major alteration of the plan and purpose of God demonstrated his desire to have a personal relationship with every person, regardless of their background or heritage. Anyone who believes and trusts in his Son Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life. Whether they are Jew or Gentile, God loves them, and his plan is to live eternally with them. Sin separates people from God, And Jesus came to die on the cross for the sins of all mankind. He was raised from the dead after 3 days. And those who are wise will understand God's sacrifice for them and yield themselves to Him to receive the gift of His Holy Spirit. Next time, Luke shares how they heard them speak with tongues. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.